Hi, friends. My name is Ashley Colquitt Finley, and I am so pumped to be joining you today beyond the walls. Get excited, you all, because it is race weekend for the 2020 Global 6K for Water. For almost 5 years now, I've had the privilege of leading World Vision's Global 6K for Water, and I have to tell you, I've loved every moment of it. I've had the opportunity to see the Global 6K start as just an idea in 2014 to what is now one of the largest walks for water in the world. And I am so thrilled that you are moving your feet today on behalf of children and communities around the world in the name of clean water. If this is your first time participating in the 6K, welcome. We're so glad that you're joining in today. If you're a veteran of the 6K, of this amazing event, well then welcome back. Each one of you is making an impact in the lives of others, and we cannot thank you enough. Now, I want you to take a moment and look down at your race bib. Look down at that cute little face. Take in their name, take in their age, take in where they're from. Take a moment and just give that race bib that you're wearing a look. You are walking or running for a child like that today. Now, imagine thousands of children like the one you see on your bib receiving access to life-changing clean water for the very first time. Now, if that's not something to celebrate, I don't know what is. And guess what? You are a part of that. So listen on and celebrate with us the impact of this year's Global 6K and the amazing transformation that happens when children and communities get access to clean water and fullness of life. You know, when we talk about a community getting access to clean water, we're talking about serious life change here, you all, because clean water means that children can go to school instead of walking far distances to a water source that is contaminated and dangerous to drink. We're talking about infant mortality rates dropping by 50%, the health of the community improving drastically. We're talking about crops and livestock thriving, providing opportunities for families to have sustainable income. Water truly changes everything. And today, more than ever, you are helping make it possible for children to be able to wash their hands. And I think we all know how essential that simple act of washing your hands is becoming. Did you know that in 2019, World Vision built nearly 500,000 hand washing stations? That means that over 800,000 children gained access to hand washing facilities and nearly 2,000 schools. That's absolutely incredible because we know that hand washing stations, like the ones World Vision is building, are game changers, helping provide communities the essential tools they need to combat viruses like COVID-19. None of this would be possible without people like you right now moving your feet, walking and running to end the clean water crisis. And now, as you keep moving your feet today, we're going to get transported to Rwanda, where one of our awesome World Vision U.S. staff members, Lynn Lau, on her phone, captured an amazing conversation with Amabile. He is one of World Vision Rwanda's leaders, and he specifically looks after what we call a cluster. Now, in Western society, we have a few different definitions for what a cluster is, but in this context, a cluster is a large grouping of five large villages where Amabile oversees all of the World Vision projects that take place there. Now, you all, this interview is raw with kids joyfully playing in the background, wind blowing, people singing. Lynn and Amabile are physically standing in front of a water project that we're going to hear about today, and specifically how this very recent water project is already changing the lives of people in this community in just very radical ways. So enjoy this story and take the time to imagine the life-giving transformation Amabile talks about, literally blessing children like the one on your bib.
So So I'm here with Aimable in Rwanda. He's the manager of the whole cluster here, including Simbi, ADP, Gisagara, and three others that he can introduce. So thank you so much, Aimable, for all the work that you're doing. Can you tell me more about the water project that we're looking at?
Okay, this is called Rugango Water Project. It has been completed 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That's when this community has been connected to clean water.
Excellent.
Yeah. It has now 5 water points.
Yes.
The water taps are 10 because each water point has 2 water taps.
Excellent. So what challenges do you think World Vision faced when we're trying to find a solution in this area?
Yeah, we've been here for more than 10 years and mm-hmm. It was very difficult for us to get water for this community. The first challenge was the budget, because in this area it's a mountainous area mm-hmm. and we are using gravity water supply systems. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to make long distances to find the water source that is higher than where we are taking the water. That was the first challenge. The second one is how people, the way houses are scattered. Mm. So it's not very easy to reach everyone where is living.
Yeah.
Because when they are scattered, it means that you have to make long distances to reach where they are.
Right.
So that's how the government of Rwanda is encouraging them to come and build new houses in the settlements mm-hmm. where they can be easily connected to water yeah. and electricity, health centers, mm-hmm. schools, and those other basic infrastructures. So, housing was another challenge
yeah.
that makes difficult to reach them with water supply systems.
Mm, okay, so having people like stay closer together in kind of a neighborhood was helpful.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
That's why you can see that you have many people fetching from this water mm-hmm. points.
Yeah.
It's because they are clustered here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But we still have some others who are living hillside,
mm-hmm.
And they are alone there. So you can see it can become very expensive when you take a water point
yeah.
to 2 or 3 houses there.
Yeah.
Yes, the cost can go very high.
Yeah, and this water source actually feeds 7 different taps.
Yes.
Is what you said. Okay, cool. Mm. And then what sort of changes have you seen in this community since this past 2 weeks after this water project came alive?
Yeah, there are many changes because children are going to school mm-hmm. on time mm-hmm. and clean. That used to be the big challenge for children's education because they had to wake up early morning.
Right.
They had to go to fetch water down the hills, mm-hmm. and sometimes they went to school very late.
Right.
Sometimes they could not go and find the water in the morning. Then they could go to school not clean.
Mm.
All those are the challenges. So when yeah. we go to the side of hygiene, sometimes people could not wash their dishes, their saucepans. They could cook and clean food.
Right.
There were many challenges. They could drink unclean water.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it is raining, they could just collect water from the roof of their houses and drink it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all those are the challenges that they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope that there will be a very big impact in terms of reducing waterborne diseases.
Right.
And many other challenges.
Yeah.
Another thing that is that we've been promoting kitchen gardening here.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is the summer. The summer in Rwanda starts in June mm-hmm. and ends in September.
Mm-hmm.
So normally they could not have vegetables around the house, but now that they have water,
yeah,
it has become very easy for them to water their vegetables.
Right. That's awesome.
We think that can also contribute to the nutrition of
yes.
children in this
yes.
community.
That's great, and I think I saw like some basil plants
yes.
over at the house too.
Even every house here, they have vegetable gardens.
Yeah.
And they can water them.
Yeah, yes. That's great. And I think now that they have water, they can also wash their clothes and not have to save extra water.
And clean their houses.
Yeah.
You know, in this house, their houses, sometimes they do not have the cement.
Mm-hmm.
There is the dusty there.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to keep it is to keep it wet.
Yes.
Yes. And that reduces the respiratory diseases.
Right.
Yeah, when they have water, they water their houses. Then
yes.
they don't breathe the dusties.
Mm-hmm.
It's good also to have water at
yeah.
your house. Yes.
And what I think I heard from Alphonse too is that even in the last 2 weeks, he has seen that not as many people are going to the clinic from like the waterborne diseases.
Of course, yes.
And
you know
already.
When you are infected because of. You've been using dirty water.
Mm-hmm.
It does not take long.
Yes.
But it's the same when you get clean water.
Yes.
The effects, you can feel them immediately.
Yes.
It does not take long.
Yes.
In 2 weeks, they can testify that.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much, I'm Emily. We're so grateful for you, all the work you're doing with World Vision, and really appreciate you hosting us here today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So incredible to hear firsthand the transformation that occurs because of clean water in the communities where World Vision is working. Waterborne diseases are being eliminated, kids aren't late for school because of walking for dirty water, and the number of people going to clinics drops dramatically just in a matter of weeks. That, my friends, is what your 6K is doing. It's me, Crystal, one of your 6K coaches. How are you feeling? You might be a little out of breath. Perhaps your knees or feet are feeling it. I just want to quickly remind all of you that are listening to this right now, moving your feet for clean water, that no matter where you're listening to this, whether you're social distancing with friends, while running or walking, with your mask on, or maybe by yourself on your treadmill, wherever and however you're doing this, you are not alone. See, right here, right now, you're part of a global movement and a global family. At the same moment that you're moving your feet, thousands across the globe are doing the same. It might not seem like it, and it might even seem crazy to imagine, but you're part of a global party celebrating change and transformation across the globe for kids just like the one on your bib. Now, I want you to take another look down at the kiddo on your bib. Take a minute and say their name out loud. I want to tell you about my sponsor child, Tumelo from Lesotho. He is 14 now, but we started sponsoring him when he was 4 years old. It is one of the best decisions that I have ever made. I want to invite you into a beautiful sponsorship relationship with a child on your bib, just like the one I have with Tumelo. See, the thing is, I know that the monthly donation that I make to World Vision as a child sponsor is working hard to bring clean water to my sponsored child, but also to other kids in their community, while at the same time helping with things like nutrition, basic health care, education, and especially exploitation. We also know that every $50 raised will provide clean water and the ability to wash hands to one person through World Vision water projects around the world. They aren't just providing clean drinking water, but like we said, hand washing stations, the ability for kids to attend school, and the help people need to prevent spread of COVID-19 and other diseases. Now, as you're finishing up your run or walk today, make sure you give a huge thank you to your host site leader. We have over 600 host site leaders who have been planning and praying and shifting gears in the midst of uncertainty, working hard to make this virtual race day happen. If you're one of those leaders, thank you. Each one of you has inspired your churches, your schools, workplaces, and friends to literally change the world. What an amazing team we get to partner with. Thank you for your hard work and dedication on behalf of kids and communities. You make the Global 6K the amazing party that it is. Thank you so much for moving with us today. As you walk, run, or push a stroller, know that you are a world changer.